From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Monday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Righto, oil, how bad's it going to be? What do you reckon?
Yeah, interesting week, won't it be, for the energy markets? Yes, we're talking about the drone attacks, these facilities in Abqaiq and Kuraise. Just a couple of points I want to make. First of all, is that we're tending to look straight. We just go straight to the petrol price, don't we? That's the first thing we do. But there's a geopolitical aspect to this as well. I think you mentioned it before. So, Mike Pompeo, the US Secretary of State, has sort of called this out and said, you know, is Iran behind it? Well, those geopolitical tensions, I think we may find that they are more longer lasting than the impacts at the petrol price. So these are vital oil processing facilities. But Mike, I think we need to stress, everyone's sitting there saying, oh, there's $10 on the price, there's this. But there's a lot that we don't know, and I think we need to be very, very mindful of that. That there's, what we don't know is almost as important as what we do know. So we know there's a loss of production, maybe 5.7 to 7 million barrels a day of lost production. That's 50% of daily Saudi output. And we know that Saudi is the dominant producer. It's not as dominant a producer as it used to be, but these are still material and substantial interruptions to oil supply. But the potential impact all depends on the extent of the damage and how long it will take to fix, and we don't actually know that yet. So there will undoubtedly be a short-term reaction or an immediate reaction in the wholesale price, but how long that lasts really does depend on the economic impact. Now, one research house talking about some hypothetical assumptions, you've got to take into account the public assessments of strategic petroleum reserves, how much spare capacity there is in OPEC and non-OPEC countries, but we could have a shortfall of around 1 million barrels a day. So that hits wholesale crude prices. Talk of maybe $10 a barrel, talk of maybe going to $100 a barrel. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see where the market's open. That has the potential to push the price up at the pump. So what are we talking, mid-230s at the moment? Does have the potential to push it up higher. But just, there's a couple of other things. If this does last for a little while, a couple of other important points. One, we've come into work this morning and the Kiwi dollar's a lot weaker. The Kiwi dollar is weaker, so that will exaggerate the impact of any hikes, because oil is obviously priced in US dollars. So we've got to see the impact of that. Secondly, there's also these are downstream costs as well, moving goods around the country, airfares, inputs to manufacturing. So if it goes on a long time, this is significant, but what we don't know is how long is it going to take to fix it.
All right, what about the manufacturing? We've got GDP on Thursday. What about manufacturing? Last time you talked about this, we were in trouble. Are we still in trouble?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not looking any better. So, yeah, we're talking, this is the BNZ, Business New Zealand Performance of Manufacturing Index. Now, in July, it fell below 50. Now, that's a sign that the sector is contracting. But one result doesn't make a trend. It might just be an aberration. But alas, no. Numbers released Friday for August were also below 50. So I think we can be fairly confident something is going on here. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of positives in the survey. And the authors do note, very importantly, I think, this is not a measure of sentiment. This is a measure of outcomes. Yeah. This is real. This is actually happening. Now, the index nudged up marginally from 48.1 to 48.4, but still under 50. I look at new orders, very important in new orders because they point to what's going to happen. In June, the new orders index was at 52.2. That was below normal. In July, 48.5. Now it's 45.6. There is a trend. You can join those three lines together, and they ain't going up, Mike. They're going down. That is the lowest reading in 10 years. So it actually appears that there's weakening demand for manufactured goods. Four of the five sub-indexes are below 50. So GDP is telling us about what happened in the 3 months to the end of June. This is telling us that right now, manufacturing is in a little bit of shtuck.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 27,219, closed on Friday, up 37. S&P 500 was down 2 points, 3007. And the NASDAQ 8176 was down 18 points. The FTSE 100, up 23, so another small rally there, 0.3%, 7367. The Nikkei gained 228 points, 21988. Shanghai Composite gained 22 points, 3031. 14 points up on the ASX 200 on Friday, 6669. And the NZX 50 lost 42 points, 0.38%, closed on Friday at 10,863. And the currencies here, weaker. The New Zealand dollar, very much weaker this morning, 0.6375 against the US, 0.9265 against the Aussie, 0.5757 against the euro. Against the pound, we're at 0.51. Now, we haven't been that low for quite some time. Against the yen, 68.86. Gold trading at $1,488.53. And Brent crude, well, it closed Friday at $60.22. We'll come back tomorrow morning Buckle and up. Tell you what happened today.
Good on you, mate. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow morning. Andrew Kelleher at jmowealth.co.nz.